Motor Talk with David Berthon. Change the way you think about tyres with ASV Puncture Free.
I got behind the wheel of the next generation Mazda 3 this week. The new model arrives in dealerships this weekend, the hatchback first, the sedan not due until mid-year. The Mazda 3 is the private buyer's small car choice, the overall market's fourth bestseller, and this new model is a big move up market, but so too is the price. The entry G20 Pure, now $24,990, $4,500 more expensive to the outgoing entry Neo Sport. Mazda claim the rise is justified on the basis of added refinement and quality. I drove the 2-litre Auto G20 Evolve at $27,990 and the top spec 2.5-litre G25 Astina at $37,990. Mazda's Japanese designer suggesting the aim was to make the new Mazda 3 an object of universal desire. Certainly it's clear that Mazda has raised the bar, drive it and it becomes even more obvious. Firstly, the car's overall style lifts it into the premium class, good-looking, classy and polished. The interior likewise, materials, trim and fit and finish superb. A head-up display in the windscreen, a big step up too, the new instrumentation premium in every way. But how does it drive? In V8, your noise, vibration and harshness, a massive improver, ride quality premium as well, and seat comfort gaining special attention. A superbly balanced chassis, but of the two engines, the 2.5-litre is the one to own, the 2-litre engine a step below the rest of the car. More next segment, I'm David Berthon.